You see, we do this all the time in our lives in different ways. We develop a goal or a dream of what we want, of how we think our lives should be, and in our process of trying to attain these things, we simply let slip some of the very things that we cannot live without.
You're listening to the Nick Vujicic Podcast, the place where you will be coached in how to turn your obstacles into opportunities, inspired to dream big, and challenged to never give up. Now here's our host, New York Times best-selling author, speaker, and entrepreneur, Nick Vujicic.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to the Nick Vujicic Podcast. I'm so happy to be meeting with you again today, and I'm honored to have this time to share with you guys each week some of the most important life lessons that I've learned to be true in my life and actually for people all across the globe. Our message today is actually going to be very, very serious. Some practical questions about your life. But first, I want to say thank you again to my friends and partners at Storyville Coffee. They do make the best, freshest, roasted, amazing coffee beans straight to my door. It's delivered. And every time I'm drinking Storyville Coffee, I know that I'm actually part of a reason for someone else's freedom. I love Storyville Coffee because they share the same vision and mission of making the world a better place. They donate a portion of every dollar that's profited towards organizations leading the charge against human trafficking. Check it out. You as a listener can actually type in a promo code. You can get 50% off right now off your first shipment order at storyville.com/Nick and enter the code Nick right there. Thank you so much, Storyville, for what you do, the incredible work you're doing, and the incredible coffee you make. We all are here once again this week, but we're going to be taking another step, though, through this pandemic that helps you navigate through these uncharted waters. It feels as though every nation not only is affected across the world, but there has to be the same universal fears that everyone's been facing, the thoughts that everyone's been thinking. How do we overcome these fears? That's why we've been doing these last couple weeks talking about how we overcome them, how we get through change, how we get through uncertainty. And it feels as though that at this point, maybe some of us are starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel, but we deep down know that there's a lot more work and many other tough decisions that might be left for us to get through and do. My friends, let me remind you here for a moment. First of all, you're not alone. You're not the only one going through this valley today, and I'm here right beside you right now to help coach you through this valley and get you through to the other side. Today, I want to address your needs. Today, I'm not going to be filling your head with visions for the future because many of us can't be talking and thinking about thriving when we're in this surviving mode. And I'm not going to ask you to gaze up into the clouds of potential. No, today I'm going to be pushing your focus directly into a place that has actually probably been far too overlooked for far too long. Today I'm going to guide you on a very practical and very critical self-examination of your individual needs. You see, I'm very intentional using that word needs because for many of us, our list of priorities, our list of our goals have somehow gotten to a place that supersedes or simply overlooks our most basic needs, the things that we absolutely cannot live without properly. Sometimes we get so distracted, so fixated on something in life that we want that we end up completely missing something that we need. I heard a story that really illustrated this point clearly. Here it is. There was once a very hungry man out in the wild looking for food. When he saw a rabbit, he started thinking, I want that rabbit. He chased that rabbit into a thicket of berries, but the rabbit escaped. He chased the rabbit across the field of carrots, but the rabbit escaped. He chased the rabbit through a forest of apple trees. But the rabbit escaped. He finally fell exhausted from hunger. And so the man gave up looking for food. How many times in that story did that man go right by the very thing he needed simply because he was too distracted with the thing he wanted? You see, we do this all the time in our lives in different ways. We develop a goal or a dream of what we want, of how we think our lives should be, and in our process of trying to attain these things, we simply let slip some of the very things that we cannot live without. Sometimes we want the perfect job, so we pass on those starting jobs and we say, no, thank you. I don't want that position. That many hours for that pay? No way, Jose. And in wanting that picture of that dream job, we say no to the stepping stones that we could have taken that actually could pay our bills and actually could build our resume and our experience to prepare us for what we actually, where we really want to end up going. We may have needed that. We miss those opportunities because we're not willing to plant the seeds in the dirt to take care of our immediate demands and invest in ourselves through the natural process of growth. Welcome to life. You don't always get what you want. And so as we continue to go down this slippery slope, and it's too late sometimes that we become desperate in our debts, we're frustrated, we know that the peace that we once had has been stolen away, and we look at relationships sometimes, we're like, man, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? And in our back of our mind, we're dreaming about this fairy tale romance. So we reject real relationships. We've spent years about this idealization of how our Prince Charming or Princess is going to be. And in reality, when we meet that person, we actually forgot to figure out, wait a second, not actually what do I want in that person, but what kind of a person do I need? Because it's not about being someone that takes your breath away as much as someone who compliments you, who's going to be beside you, who's going to encourage you when you feel low, someone who's going to be someone who strengthens you in your weakness. A partner that you actually need may not be the ideal idea in your head of who you think you're looking for. But have a self-reflection right now. Today, in relationships, that's one thing. What about business? Many of us, visionaries, entrepreneurs, we're hustlers, man. We want to be a step ahead of all the other competition. We want to be a mile ahead. We want to see what's happening in the markets. We're going to be working while the competition is resting. We skip meals. We forget that we don't even eat sometimes. I go home sometimes. My wife says, did you have lunch? I'm like, no. She gets angry. Sometimes we get so caught up in what we're doing that we neglect the needs. We're chugging caffeine, popping more pills. And it's like, nah, don't worry, I'm going to keep on going. I'm tough. When the going gets tough, the tough get going. And sometimes in life, there's only so long you can continue on that pace. You know, sometimes you can keep on going, but you can only keep on going that way for so long. And if you don't come up with a game plan for your life, and if you don't address the actual needs you need, then you'll never reach your goals, and you may not be good to yourself and those that you mostly love. I want you to pause right now, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Stop. Take a moment. We're going to breathe. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Take a deep breath in and out. Look, all we're doing today is taking a pause to stop and look at our own lives objectively and find the areas in our lives where something we need is being sacrificed for something we want. This is a process, my friends, a process of growth, a journey where you're building yourself up, being honest to yourself that as we're striving for what we want, We are simply, though, right now making sure that we identify what we need right now in our lives. I learned that the hard way. Back in 2011, it was 4 years up until leading to January 2011 that I was basically on a plane every third day of my life. I didn't really have any friends. I had people in my life who checked up on me at times and seeing how you're doing, and everyone around me saying, Nick, you got to slow down. You got to slow down. You got to slow down. Well, I'm a bachelor. I only have to look after myself. It was fun. I wanted to travel the world. I have traveled the world. I just haven't seen it. But today, in looking back, and I've even reflected that in my other books that I've written, 2011 was when Nick hit a brick wall. I hit burnout. I was going on a pace that was unhealthy. I was thinking to myself, wait a second, if I keep on going the way that I'm going, how will I ever meet the love of my life? Now, how did I meet her? Yeah, on the road. I looked at her, she looked at me, it was love at first sight, couldn't feel my legs. But at that time, I wanted to get off the road. And it was at that time where I even had my own personal financial crisis. I had a cash flow crisis. And in that, it was so, so difficult to actually get back up. It was then that I realized, Nick, you're not giving yourself what you really need. And why I want you to know these important lessons is because I've learned these lessons personally. And I have promised myself that I would never get close to burnout ever again, especially now with being a married man and a father of four. In fact, COVID-19 has helped me to hit a reset button that even though my cash flow outside of our nonprofit organization has really been affected, I'm actually now seeing that the evolution of me becoming a father of four and my passion and hunger to go around the world, all I want to do is reach the world from home. And so this is actually fast-tracking, even though it's painful, it's actually fast-tracking my immediate need to evolve my business model to get closer to my ultimate plan and goal, which is to be a family man and still change the world using technology as much as possible. So quite frankly, what I want you to know right now is all these things that I'm sharing with you, the things that we're right now deliberating, it's not some kind of life coach theory or complex secret to winning. I'm helping you simply reframe your daily focus right now to include the most important part of your journey, which is what you need today. Take another deep breath in right now and out. Let me ask you, how's your health? Not just your fitness or if you're overweight or your appearance. I mean, your health. What are you eating? What are you allowing yourself to eat? Wait a second. We're like quarantined. Does that mean you're eating stuff that you normally wouldn't eat? I mean, are we really making those wise decisions? We know that we shouldn't be really allowing that over-calorie sugar. I'm not asking you as a dietitian or a coach or what are you doing? No, I'm simply asking you, are you doing what you should be doing? Are you giving yourself enough nutrients in the day? What are you eating? What are you drinking? Are you exercising? I want you to know that I'm going to be real with you. If you say no to any of these and you know that you're neglecting your health right now, I'm going to ask you why. Why are you not taking care of your body, your most basic need? Physical. You know that you need good sleep. You need to do everything you can. Look, I know that it's stressful right now. I understand there's a lot of uncertainty in the air. I get that. It's hectic. It's complicated. It's difficult. But will you please make your health a priority? What about your family? These are the times where we can see, look, how do I make important in my life what my family thinks is important in our relational aspect? It's physical, it's family. In your daily prioritization. We need to take care of our physical needs and those around us that we love. If we're in a family, you're a husband, you're a father, you're a wife, you're a mother of your children, it's critical to make sure that they get what they need. But if you don't look after what you need and you're not looking after yourself, then in any relationship, in any family, how good will you anyway be to them if you cannot be the best you? You know, what I want you to know is that if you're also single, hoping for a partner one day, I want you to stop right now, look at yourself and answer this question. What partner do you think you actually want versus what you actually know you need? I don't care if they, you know, have this kind of hair, how they make you laugh, what kind of bank account, you know, they have, what job they have. It's all about what do you need? Knowing what you're passionate about, what's important to you, your priorities. It may not be like that fairy tale Hollywood experience. Maybe you need someone with the same passions in life and the same pursuits because you've learned that you can't make the whole journey alone. Maybe there are needs that you have to have someone by your side that actually can look at the world through a different perspective to bring some spunk into your life. Maybe take some time today to identify what specific needs you actually need and have in a partner or a friend. Because when that person comes, you can then identify, now that's someone that I actually may have an awesome relationship with. They may not have the most fantastic icebreakers. They may not make me feel all fluffy, but that's a type of person I actually may need. What about finances? How's your spending going? Are you saving anything? How's your income? Again, I'm not a financial coach to you right now, but I'm betting you that right now, whether or not your financial needs are being met, right now, we could all be honest and say, man, I just thought at this stage of my life, I would have a little bit more. Well, we should have, could have, would have, if we just knew what we now know, right? But what can you do when you are absolutely honest with yourself? Sure, there are long-term goals and dreams that you have, but what are the short-term things that you could do to adjust and pivot the here and now? Look, I'm not asking you to give up those dreams, maybe delaying those dreams, maybe understanding that maybe this isn't the time or the season, or maybe your life has evolved so much that those dreams are less important. What I want you to know is facing today the basic facts of your basic needs and maybe even assessing and reassessing, revisiting your priorities right now. We know that no good vision is worth you dying today. Your value is bigger than a dream. Your value is bigger than an achievement. And for as long as you have family in your life that is a priority, we need to focus on the now. And you can't let your dream cost you your life or even the lives of your family, your relationships. If they're important to you, keep that in priority and adjust accordingly. I feel like today it's about a facing of reality. Prioritizing your needs today so simply that you may have a better tomorrow. Some of us are floundering in debt right now. We're going through anxiety. I want you to, first of all, look after yourself. Look, we know that we've talked about relationships, your body, your mental health, but what about your spirit? You know me to be a man of prayer and faith, and you know that if I didn't focus on my spiritual needs, to know that I am not a person with a soul, but just like Mr. McDonald said, you have a body, but you are a soul. That's what George McDonald said. And when we realize the most important things in life start from our mind, our spirit, and our soul, then everything else should align. Because based on those priorities, then you see what you need. And you then focus on those needs and then make those desires and other wants actually secondary. So I hope today that you've been encouraged to refocus and at this moment, reframe your priorities, adjust your goals and dreams. We're going to be talking about the game plan for your life. But if you don't treat your needs as the essential steps along your journey, then my friend, you will not go far at all. And that's why I'm glad to join with you in your life journey to make sure that not only that you survive, but that you thrive, that we'd redefine together obstacles as opportunities and take this moment to reset, restructure, reframe, and run. Join me next week as we continue working on the game plan for our lives. Thank you for joining me here at the Nick Vujicic Podcast. I pray that you have a fantastic week and I'll see you next time. Hey guys, thank you so much for listening. Help us reach as many people as possible by giving us a rating, a review, and subscribing to this podcast. Love you so much. And remember, share this with anyone you know who needs to hear this as well. I'll see you next week.